Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 9, Text 3. Ashradadhanaha Purushaha Dharamasya Asya Parantapa Aprapya Mam Nivartante Mrityu Saṃsāra Vartmani Ashradadhānāh Purusha Dharmasyāsya Parantapa Aprāpya māṃ nivartante Mṛtyu Saṃsāra Vartmani Ashradadhanaf Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa Aprapya Mang Nivartante Mrityu Saṃsāra Vartmani. Verse translation, those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Purport. The faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. Who knows that verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita? Anyone? Anyone? Brijbasi? You're not here. Vishas kare sudrida nischoy jay Krishna bhakti koile sharva kama kritohai. It's faith, yeah, it means that. That is called real faith. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, yata taror mula nishechinena tripyanti tat skandha bhujo pashakaha prano paharaj cha yatendriyanam Tathaiva sarvaharam achuteja. By giving water to the root of a tree, one satisfies its branches, twigs and leaves, and by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the senses of the body. Similarly, by engaging in the transcendental service of the Lord, one automatically satisfies all the demigods and all other living entities. That's the translation of that verse, continuing the purport. Therefore, after reading Bhagavad Gita, one should promptly come to the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. One should give up all other engagements and adopt the service of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. If one is convinced of this philosophy of life, that is faith. Now, the development of that faith is the process of Krishna consciousness. There are three divisions of Krishna conscious men. In the third class are those who have no faith. Even if they are officially engaged in devotional service, they cannot achieve the highest perfectional stage. Most probably they will slip after some time. They may become engaged, but because they haven't complete conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. We have practical experience in discharging our missionary activity that some people come and apply themselves to Krishna consciousness with some hidden motive. And as soon as they are economically a little well situated, they give up this process and take to their old ways again. It is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. As far as the development of faith is concerned, one who is well versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first class person in Krishna consciousness. And in the second class are those who are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna bhakti, or service to Krishna, is the best course, and so in good faith have taken it up. Thus they are superior to the third class, who have neither perfect knowledge of the scriptures nor good faith, but by association and simplicity are trying to follow. The third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down, but when one is in the second class, he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of falling down. One in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as the third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, although he has faith in the conviction that devotional service to Krishna is very good, he has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes these third class persons in Krishna consciousness have some tendency toward karma yoga and jnana yoga, and sometimes they are disturbed, but as soon as the infection of karma yoga or jnana yoga is vanquished, they become second class or first class persons in Krishna consciousness. Faith in Krishna is also divided into three stages and described in Srimad Bhagavatam. First class attachment, second class attachment, and third class attachment are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. Those who have no faith even after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think that it is simply eulogy, find the path very difficult, even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service. For them, there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus, faith is very important in the discharge of devotional service. Yesterday, I also spoke on this verse to introduce the subject or the reply to the perennial query, how do we overcome the tendency to go up and down in devotional service and just go up. We stop having ups and downs and only go up. So I didn't finish speaking on that topic, so I shall continue to discuss it. There was discussion of niyamagraha, or not sticking to the process properly, picking and choosing, smorgasbord. I like this, I don't like that. Or maybe today I'll try this and then another day something else. But we have a fixed sadhana, fixed things that we have to do. Srila Prabhupada often said that Krishna consciousness is a science. From this, we can that Krishna consciousness as a science could be understood in various ways. One point is that in science, it's you expect predictable results. If we mix an acid with an alkali, there will be effervescence reaction, and then salt and water will remain. It's predictable. And exactly which acid you mix with which alkali will produce which salt, it's all predictable. So similarly, if we follow the process of Krishna consciousness as given by the previous acharyas, then the result is predictable. Of course, there's the Krishna factor, which means that it's all up to Krishna. And Krishna, he, even without following everything, he may award us devotional service. Or even if we follow everything, he might not, because it's up to him. But he has given the process of devotional service, and he wants the conditioned souls to come to pure devotion to himself. And so his tendency is to help the devotees who are sincerely trying in his service. So one has to stick to the process. If we neglect it, then we won't get the same result. For whatever reason, if we neglect it, it may be that we're very busy working hard in the honorable activity of earning money for supporting our family. But just like if you're too busy to eat, then you get the result. You feel hungry, and if you skip one meal, if you skip two meals, you might start to feel weak. So for whatever reason we neglect, we'll get the result will be there. And it may not be felt immediately. We may reduce our rounds or leave some rounds for the next day. And then the next day we have some rounds for the next day. And the next day, and it goes on and on and on. Like, which means that we're not completing our quota that we're given. And we may not immediately feel the weakness, but then the taste will go. It's all, if we don't have the taste for chanting, then we may chant less. I've even heard it said, and apparently it's quite widely spread idea in Russia, that it's better to chant less rounds with quality than the complete number of rounds without quality, which is a speculation, because mental speculation. Srila Prabhupada, when he was asked, he said, first comes quality, then quantity. If we can chant, say, if I can chant 8 rounds with quality, then why can't I chant 16 rounds with quality? Or if I can chant... Want me to smile? I'll smile afterwards. Please keep your ears open and your attention on the topic. It's an excuse to avoid chanting the full quota. Actually, if we can chant with full quality even one name of Krishna, then that's the perfection of life. But we're in the recovering stage. We're recovering from the long-standing disease of material existence. So we have to take the process as given by the physician. And we've promised to the spiritual master to chant a minimum of 16 rounds every day. So then to come in with our own formula, it's like thinking, well, I know better than the doctor, which might be possible in matters of the physical body, although doctors wouldn't like to admit that, but it might be in some cases. Just like we were discussing yesterday, and it seems that Bhakti Ananda Tirtha Maharaj knew more about the particular condition that he had than you did, because he has it and he's made a study of it and you haven't. Because how much can you know anyway about anything? That's where there are specialists. Specialists in gerontology is not going to be a specialist in... He won't know everything about ENT. So... But in devotional life, one shouldn't think, one knows more. Srila Prabhupada wrote one very interesting statement that even if one becomes more than the spiritual master in knowledge and devotion, that one should not exhibit that or try to show oneself as better. And it may be that the disciple knows more verses, for instance, than the spiritual master. It may be. Doesn't mean he has more devotion. It may be, if we presume that the disciple is always less than the guru, that means the parampara is always decreasing, right? And then it's sakaleneha mahata, yoga nashta. But it should be that the disciples come up and come up to the good standard. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur almost certainly knew more shlokas than did his own Gurudev. And apparent perspective, he was more intelligent than him. Which was why Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent him to Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj for initiation. And then when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had the realization that all the Vedic knowledge is contained in one particle of dust at his lotus feet, then he could understand the purports of the Shastras. Not by being a bookworm is it possible to understand. So, all these points have to be followed very carefully. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpa niyamagraha janasangascha lolyam cha shadbir bhakti prasidhyati. Sorry, pranashyati. Hare Krishna. The things that destroy devotional service. We should study the nectar of instruction from time to time. Too much eating, too much collecting more than needed, atyahara, endeavoring for things which are not really required. That's the story of the whole modern civilization, Srila Prabhupada. Consumer society, collecting more than needed, and education, go and study in the university, all things that are not needed to be known. Fill your brain with all kinds of information that is of no use for fulfilling the actual purpose of our life. Mundane association, which can be had, just like we can get spiritual association indirectly by the internet, we can also get mundane association by newspapers, novels, what else? Magazines, movies. Dangerous. If by associating with that, one's taste for the worldly, for the material is nourished, then we're in trouble. I had an experience many years ago, as old men are wont to say, I remember a long time ago. living in Bangladesh, and our landlord lived just over the road, and he wanted foreigners as tenants because he wanted to speak with us about the big world outside Bangladesh. So we had to do our homework. He gave us Time magazine, and we were supposed to read it, and then Yak Yak Yak, and that was the hidden part of the rent. And there are other things also which he wanted, which I won't say here. So I was reading Time magazine, weekly, isn't it? It's weekly. And then after some time, I feel nationalistic for America. I feel America. What's going on? I'm reading Time magazine. It's not written America is so wonderful, but it's almost, it's latent in every line, just like in Srila Prabhupada's books, it's latent in every dot of ink. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to surrender to Krishna. That's the message. Even when there's discussion of the dynasties, lists of names and description of the universe, it's completely permeated with the message of surrender to Krishna. So similarly, Time magazine, it's permeated with the message, Jai Ho America, or whatever they say, God bless America. And if there's no God, well, America might bless him. So that, yeah, we believe in God, so that's good for God, isn't it? Americans, we believe in God. God's lucky. We believe in him. So we have to be very careful. There's lots of interesting stuff out there on the internet, tons of interesting stuff. And it can be used in preaching. But we have to be very careful. And for those who are already engaged in materialistic life by their profession, for earning money, for maintaining their families, by working among materialistic people, they really need to, every moment they can get spare, they need to indulge directly or involve directly in spiritual activities. And of course, then they also need time for their family. If you think, well, I don't have enough time for my chanting, then we also have to give time for the family. So it becomes very difficult to advance. So why did we go up and down? Why we're feeling dancing in the kirtan and then feeling blissful? All I want to do is chant Hare Krishna and surrender to Krishna, and little time later, no taste. The mind is fickle. The mind is pulled here and there by different thoughts, different desires. They don't go away very quickly or very easily. Therefore, we have to tivrena bhakti yogena. We have to practice Krishna consciousness intensely. Otherwise, there are unending topics of interest. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nrinang Santi Sahasrasha. Sahasrasha means thousands. It means it's unlimited. It's unlimited. How many material desires do we have in our hearts? We don't even know. They might not even be manifest. They may be unmanifest. Just like in children, the sexual desire is not manifest. When they become older, it becomes manifest. So we may not even know how many bad things are in our hearts. They're like a little bubble at the bottom of the lake. It may just come up. Where did it come from? It may have been sitting, some sack of air may have been sitting in the mud for hundreds of years and then somehow comes up to the top. So we go up, we go down. We try to be Krishna conscious, and Maya goes into overdrive. We're all covered by Maya. Everyone in this material world is Maya Mugda. Maya Mugda Jiva Nahi Shata Krishna Gyan. We're bewildered by the illusory energy, so we don't remember Krishna. And if we start becoming serious about Krishna, then that avaranatmika vritti, the covering, the avaran, that's the covering starts to go away, then Maya comes into the kick them back mode, prakshepatmika vritti, the mode, throw them back. Someone tries to come out of Maya, pick them up, throw them back. That's what Maya tries to do. What are we going to do? What if we're caught in a tidal wave? What are we going to do? We can't resist. We have to hold on to the lotus feet of Krishna. Call out to Krishna. Even if there's a tidal wave, we may be holding on to the pier to so we don't get swept away. But the wave is too strong. So we just have to call out to Krishna for help. Krishna's giving help all the time, and that's the process he gives of devotional service. We have to stick to that. Among the six processes, or the six factors that are favorable for advancing in devotional service, that one of them is sito vritehe, which the sadacha, we should follow the processes of devotional service as given. Sadacha is a very broad term. Bhakti sadacha, this comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. All the sadacha, every respectable or pious person follows basic sadacha. Sadacha just means proper behavior, that's all. Good behavior. So every respectable or pious person follows sadacha. Just like these four regulated principles, every pious person in India, you wouldn't even discuss them. We don't have any record of previous acharyas telling people that now you have to stop eating meat and illicit sex. I find that quite often in India, giving initiation to elderly women. They don't know what illicit sex is. They don't have any idea. They have to learn it, the words, and say it at the time of initiation. But the thought never entered their mind. Not like Sweden, huh? Denmark. I said the other day in Denmark years ago, with one devotee fell in love with a teacher, female teacher, male devotee. This was in the 1980s, and she said that she told us, she became a devotee actually, and she's still a good devotee. She told us that it's common and normal and accepted that the children in the school have sex with the teachers. What do you think of that? Pig society. So basic sadhacha means no meat, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, even rising early in the morning. Everyone used to do it. There was no such thing as rising at 8 o'clock in the morning. Everyone used to do that. And bhakti sadacha means, everyone also, before they start their daily activities, they do some puja or recite something from Shastra. Some Gopal Sahasranama was popular among the Marwari businessmen. It's not that they were not that they weren't materially motivated, but they would recite that. Visit the temple, offer prayers to the sun, something. Everyone would do something. Chant japa, might not be Hare Krishna mantra, but japa of some mantra. Everyone would do. And even in Islam, that's still going on in this, that the people have to rise early, go to the mosque. Still, many follow throughout the year, not only during Ramadan. So that following bhakti sadacha means that on top of all these things, one has particular vows to follow, chanting the holy names, observing Ekadashi fast. So many rules and regulations are given there. So this protects us. This is a protection. We know the word kavacha because devotees, they like to have this nrsimha kavacha to protect them. But actually the whole process of devotional service, it's meant for elevation, but even before elevation, protection. We have tilak, we have neck beads, we have the holy names. These protect us and decorate us also. So tilak is good decoration. We don't need to put tattoos That's not required. So bhakti sadacha is required. If we follow, we're protected. We have to stick to that. And then we say, well, still I'm following, but I don't have taste. Then we have to see our motives. It's not mechanical. We have to. But if we follow, that means regularly hearing Nityang Bhagavata Sevya, regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from devotees, then the conviction and the commitment and the enthusiasm of the devotees will rub off on us. And by hearing the message of Krishna, it has a very powerful effect. Just like in this purport which we just read, Srila Prabhupada wrote, faith is created by association with devotees. It's just a short sentence. It's a very powerful sentence. It has the effect of Bhidyate Hridaya Grantish Chidyante Sarva Sangshayaha. It breaks the knot in the heart and Chidyante, it pierces or destroys all doubts. By hearing the clear message, Srila Prabhupada was so clear. By getting that clear message, then automatically we become inspired in Krishna consciousness. Why do we go down? We're talking about ups and downs. Why are there downs? It means we're losing inspiration. So this kind of get-together, satsang, that's also for helping to reboost our enthusiasm. It's meant for inspiration. But actually, Krishna consciousness itself is so inspiring, there's no reason why we shouldn't be inspired. Krishna is inspiring. Krishna consciousness is inspiring. I've been in this material existence for countless births. Now I'm going to Krishna. It's inspiring. And the material world, also, if we see the material world through the eye of Shastra, then it's also inspiring in the other way, in the sense that it inspires us not to stay here because it's so horrible. And that's a great gift of Kali Yuga, that it's always getting worse and worse and worse. So that's more and more and more inspiration not to stay here. As Srila Prabhupada said, don't wait around. Get out this time. Do what is required to get out, because the Kali Yuga is getting worse and worse and worse. Don't think, well, maybe I'll leave it to next life. Should go this time. Whoops, what happened? Don't wait around. Proper etiquette in dealings with Vaishnavas, we should know, otherwise we may be liable to make offense. How we should deal with Vaishnavas. There arises the difficult question of when Vaishnavas don't appear to behave exactly as Vaishnavas do, how do we respond in such a situation? That is a valid and important consideration, which I will not discuss just now. But the basic point is that we should know how to deal with Vaishnavas. If we're doing worship, deity worship, we have to be very careful. There are offenses in deity worship, which if we commit offenses, that will block our advancement. And we may think, well, in Gaur-Nitai worship, there are no offenses, so I'll just don't have to bother much. That in itself is an offense, to think like that. Oh, it's only Gaur-Nitai. That in itself is offense. Gaunitai may not take offense, but their devotees will take offense at such an attitude. They are very merciful, but we shouldn't take it for granted. That in itself is an offensive attitude. We're supposed to be developing love for them, which means we try to serve them as best we can. Not just think, well, what does it matter? They don't care. Why should I care? They do care. That's why they come, for uplifting us. But then if we don't care, then they're not obliged to uplift us. If we take one step toward Krishna, he makes 100 steps towards us. But if we walk away from Krishna, and we really don't care at all, then he's not obliged to pull us back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, part of his unlimited mercy, is telling us what not to do. So he warns us, Nishidacha, Kutinati, Jibe Hingshan, La Puja, Pratishtadi, Jato Upashakagon. He warns that, well, I'll read a little more. Shikjala Paya Upashaka Bari Jai, Shtabdohaya Mula Shaka Bari Te Napai, Pratame Upashakar Korye Chedan, Tobe Mula Shaka Bari Jai Vrindavan. Jai Vrindavan. How are we going to go to Vrindavan? Well, we're going on, climbing up the Bhakti Lata, Jack and the Beanstalk. Climb up all the way to Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan. But there may be weeds which grow up along with the original creeper, which stunt the growth of the creeper. And it may look like we're doing devotional service, but it's not if it's mixed with nishedacha, forbidden activities, kutinati, diplomacy, diplomatic behavior, politics, trying to advance our own material cause in the name of Krishna consciousness. Jiva Hingshan, this violence to other living beings. So that the manifestation of violence to living beings, of course, things like eating meat and fish and eggs, that's violence to other living beings. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said that stopping the preaching of Krishna consciousness, this is violence. If one has the knowledge by which one can benefit others, but doesn't make any effort to distribute that, then that is also the worst kind of violence to other living beings. There are crimes of commission and crimes of omission. Crime of commission is when we deliberately do something wrong. Crime of omission is when we should do something but we don't do it. We fail to fulfill our duty. So those who have knowledge of Krishna consciousness, they are duty bound to try to distribute that. It's not that everyone's going to be a world-conquering acharya, and even the desire to be a world-conquering acharya is material. One should simply desire to be a servant of Krishna. People have different capacities. So at least to one's children, possibly via the internet, you can cultivate a few people. The preaching possibilities are there for everyone. Otherwise, what happens is the hearing and chanting that we may do may actually nourish our propensity to become more envious of Krishna. It's possible. Just like, for instance, if one is singing very nicely in kirtan with a beautiful voice and he notices that others are appreciating my beautiful voice, so he becomes more concerned with the appreciation of his beautiful voice by others than praying to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, please engage me in your service," then that becomes a material desire. So by more and more chanting, he becomes more and more materialistic, which means envious of Krishna. The credit should go to me. The praise, the worship should go to me. Everyone should appreciate how I'm singing nicely. That's an example. So in this way, the actual creeper, the actual purpose of Krishna consciousness becomes lost as we become overwhelmed by desire for appreciation. And then if someone else is more appreciated for singing than I am, then we become envious of him. That's an example of how we may be hearing and chanting about Krishna, but not watering the creeper of devotion, but watering the poisonous desires within our hearts, which look like devotion. And someone may sing very nicely, and they may sound very devotional, but it's not necessary. We have to see how they speak and how they behave after the kirtan's over. It's not necessarily that one may seem to be a great kirtaniya, that one's actually very devotional. It's possible to imitate that. But if we, at the beginning, we're advised, at the very beginning, cut out those weeds, then the plant, and go on weeding. Take out the weeds. Then the plant can go very nicely to Vrindavan. So we should be very, very careful to keep away from any sinful activities. When we take a vow, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, we should know what is the meaning of a vow. It's a very, very, very serious matter. And everything that is inimical or works against our advancement, we have to discard. Pratikulyasya varjanam. We should know what is favorable for advancement in devotional service and do that. Anukulyasya sankalpa. Take a vow to do that. And whatever is detrimental to advancement, we should discard that. Give it up completely. Be clear in our dealings. Not deceitful. Not cause unduly, advaishta sarva bhutanam, not unduly causing any harm to others. Prani matra na kare udbeg. No, not giving any anxiety to any living being. And in this way, live our lives not being enlivened by the thought of becoming rich or comfortable or having a good career. In the name of preaching, I have to have a good career, and that'll be good for preaching, because if people see that I have a high position in society, then other people will want to be devotees. So to get that high position, one has to dedicate oneself. And instead of focusing on Krishna consciousness, one has to focus on the career. And one may think that my career is my devotional service, but actually it's nourishing material desires. So sadhu savdhan. There are many ideas floating around in Vaishnava society these days. That's one of them, which is very prominent in India. In this part of the world, people are generally not much interested in having a good career. But in India, it's a big thing to be a success. Success means you get some position as an engineer or something like that, and you take a mortgage on a house, and you live in something which is considered respectable for a middle class person. It's all a big con. It's all a big trick to get people to live like slaves and work hard. And but they think I'm a success because I earn, I don't know, 40,000 rupees a month, and I've got an apartment in Bangalore which I'm paying off over the next 25 years, and I'm a success. So it's promoted in India, that your devotion, your career is your devotional service. And people like that because they're fully absorbed in their career anyway. So if you tell them that your career is your devotion, oh, by doing what I'm already doing, I go back to Godhead. But it's not like that. One has to surrender to Krishna. Hear and chant about Krishna. So that could be called, at best, dovetailing of material desires. But unless there's clear demarcation between material desire and spiritual desire, then we're always going to get caught in the material desire. You may say, well, I'm chanting my 16 rounds on the way to work. Each day I have my clicking machine, click, click, click. So I chant my rounds like that. But it's not necessarily okay, now I'm dying, and yeah, okay, come on, Vishnu Dudas, it's time to come, and I've chanted my rounds, and I've been a vegetarian all my life, almost, and it's time to go back to Godhead, right? But what about the warning that Bahujan made? It's not such a cheap thing. That it may be that we go on many lives hearing and chanting, but we don't get love of Krishna. Why is that? How is that? It's not automatic that we get pure love of Krishna. We may go on many lifetimes if we have a mixed or offensive approach to Krishna consciousness. So this up and down business, okay, we may up and down, but it's not good. It should be up and up. Go up and up to Krishna. Going down is very dangerous. Don't allow ourselves to go down. Seek out the association of devotees who are going up and up, who have no other interest than to go up and up. Good association. That's so helpful. It's so important to have good association. At least, we may not expect that we're going to associate with devotees who are collapsing on the ground in ecstasy at every moment in remembrance of Krishna. And if they are, it's quite possible they're bogus anyway if they're doing that. But at least those who have the clear concept in their minds that my life is meant for service to Krishna. I have to surrender to Krishna. We're not meant for anything else than service, service to the mission of Srila Prabhupada and surrender to Krishna. We may not be super Mahabhagavat 1008 Paramahamsa, all this kind of thing, but at least we should have the clear understanding. We are meant for serving Krishna. We're living this life not for any other purpose. We may be married and have family responsibilities and this and that. But our goal of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. And we want to associate with such devotees who have such a clear goal. It's a very high aspiration. It's higher than being Lord Brahma. It's higher than being a yogi in the Himalayas. It's a very high aspiration. We have to keep that in mind. And at the same time, be realistic about our present situation. Practically speaking, if we're to speak realistically, at least according to what we've learned from Srila Prabhupada, many, many devotees, they don't even come to the level of human being in according to, as Srila Prabhupada taught us. They get married, they divorce, they get married again, they divorce again. For instance, I have to congratulate so many devotees who are here because there are many couples here who've been married for many years and faithfully discharging their family duties, and at the same time, their life is clear. We want to go back home, back to Godhead, back to Krishna. Otherwise, if we become so disturbed in a family situation that we just want to break it up, and that's not proper, it's not pleasing to Krishna. It may happen, but we should learn to live in such a way that it doesn't happen. We should be grateful if we have a Vaishnava spouse and not pick fights or any such thing. So, many of you here have been married for many years, your children are growing older. What's next? Vanaprastha? When the children are old enough to look after themselves, the little birds flee the nest, then it's time for dedicating fully. There's so much work to do in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, he said that, I got the order from my spiritual master to preach Krishna consciousness in the English speak, among English speaking people. But Srila Prabhupada said, I didn't do it immediately. He said, I didn't do it means I didn't disobey the order, but I didn't immediately follow it. But sometimes he said, I should have done it immediately. But practically speaking, Srila Prabhupada had a lifetime of experience. He was very experienced in dealing with different kinds of peoples, different kinds of situation, the ways of the world. Even his business background, then he was very expert in legal matters. He wasn't one to be cheated very easily. So this all is very helpful. Of course, Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee from the spiritual world, but he came to this world, and until he manifested, and in the later part, of the fag end of his life, as he said, this preaching all over the world, to the vision of everyone, he was a good, pious devotee, and yeah. There are so many like him. But from our perspective, he came down from the spiritual world to pick us up. And we who by his grace are going up, those of you who have years of experience in family life, living in this world, committing yourself to Krishna consciousness, chanting your rounds, following the principles, that's a great stack of experience which you can come out of your family life, maybe husband and wife together. I'm not saying you have to take sannyas. It's not necessary or even recommended for everyone, but that life experience can be a very valuable asset for you in preaching Krishna consciousness. And there's a great need to preach Krishna consciousness, maybe preaching or teaching is very much needed also. Teaching the children, we still don't have in most countries of the world any gurukul as Srila Prabhupada desired. Counseling, helping the younger devotees, younger grihasthas who are facing so many problems as they will do in this turmoil of that is human civilization at the present time. So guiding them, helping them to come up. There's a lot of service ahead for you. So please start to think about that. Most of you, your children are not that old. Except Anantashesh, you'd probably be your children are the oldest, right? Among all the grihasthas with kids here. So you're probably closer to that. Still not quite ready. You can send Hari off to Salem and give him a shave up. You can keep a long shika. And yeah, but anyway, you can start to consider, right? Start to prepare yourself for that life. What about you, Evanus? How old are your kids?
18, 13.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you have to start to think about it, what you can do. And there's a very... Actually, Croatia is a very special place. Really, it is. If we consider the number of devotees per capita that have come out of this country, it's phenomenal. Maybe it's more than any other country in the world. And their potential is still there. In general, people, if they know about us, because we vanished for the last 20 years or so, generally they like us, isn't it? People. So, and they're suffering, and they need Krishna, and they're in more open to receiving Krishna than in many countries. So it's a great scope, a lot of work to do. In the meantime, they're not going to Krishna. Need devotees to preach to them. Oh, it's in my mind, talking more practical things here. This is Acharya Das sitting here. He's an Acharya of book distribution. I gave him that name for a particular reason. He was in Tamil Nadu, in South India, where almost all the people speak Tamil language, which is a very difficult language, even for most other people in India. So he was going on book distribution. He speaks Dutch and English. And in English, there's a saying, double Dutch. If someone talks nonsense, you call it double Dutch. Because when Dutch people speak, even if they speak in English, you can hardly understand what they say. And there used to be Dutch people who came to England because they were getting chased away due to religious persecution. So anyway, Dutch, no one knows in Tamil Nadu. English, quite a lot of people, but his English, don't mind, is a little difficult to understand. But he pioneered selling sets of Srimad Bhagavatams in Tamil going door to door. And that's going on now. So maybe you could call him over to Zagreb for a little time for some, give some training and inspiration. It's a thought. He's in Paris now, which really, really needs a lot of Krishna's mercy. The French are a tough bunch, but they can also be Krishna conscious. It's a funny mix. There's the Catholic background, and then there's the Jean-Paul Sartre, horrible, horrible ideas. He must be the most demoniac philosopher. I don't know. It's a tough competition. But really, really not good at all. So that's a great challenge there. What to speak of the situation of ISKCON there. If you think the situation of ISKCON in Croatia is bad, go and take a holiday in France. You'll come back quickly. It's really tough over there. Maybe it's more tough than any place in the world, the disagreements between devotees and this and that. But he's under Janananda Maharaj's guidance. He's steady, distributing books. So that's really the thing, to bring the whole thing to life. We should think how to bring it to life. There's no reason why Krishna consciousness shouldn't again be propagated very widely in this country and everywhere. This process is the same. Krishna is the same. Krishna didn't change. The process of devotional service didn't change. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Book distribution, Harinam, these are the main activities. If they're pushed, then everything will grow and flourish. And Prabhupada also emphasized very much the farm communities, because what do you do with all the devotees? And they're chanting Hare Krishna, and then they have to take part in this horrible society, so they can live on farms. And that's still in Croatia, and maybe more in, it's more in Slovenia, isn't it? The farm life. People have their small farms and this and that. Because a lot of people in Croatia, a lot of people live in Zagreb, and a lot of people live on the coast, and their business is doing nothing, practically. They have a house, they rent it out in the summer, and they live happily like that. It's get the farms going, and then we can have communities of devotees. And then Tirtha Sevanak, instead of maximum once a week being with all the devotees and chanting Hare Krishna, can do it 3 times a day. Isn't that good? Isn't that better than the life that most grihasthas live, in which they get a little sadhana together as much as they can? Once, maybe twice a week, they come together with the devotees, have a little kirtan. But in our farm communities, they come together 3 times a day, which is more than the brahmacharis do in the temples. So that opportunity should be there for everyone. Lot of work to do. Just giving some ideas here. Lot of work to do. Hare Krishna. Oops, I'll finish here. It will be on time for the next session. So we can fix the next session approximately 11 o'clock. Okay. Around 11 o'clock. Keep your ears open. When you hear the kirtan, then you can run to the hall and get more enlightenment. And then we're going to have a sociological class. Transcendental Sociology from Ananda Tirtha Maharaj, who's probably preparing it now, on feminism. I asked yesterday, should I give a talk or not? Because we had a policy of not, or I made the policy here in Lika and generally in our Shravan Kirtan camps, not to speak on polemic subjects. I keep that for other times. So I took a vote. Am I going to speak on my position on the female Diksha Guru proposition? It got voted yes, but I think I'll leave it, because one polemic class is especially on the same subject. So I'll leave it. Maybe I'll speak on Monday when everyone's gone. Now, it's not that I'm avoiding, but they're just, I mean, I'm going to speak on the subject, but I'm just thinking our Shravan Kirtan camps shouldn't just become ISKCON sociology and politics and this and that. Should be Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. That should be the focus, because there are issues, they should be addressed, but that's not the center of our... We shouldn't let our consciousness be overtaken by issues. We should neither avoid them nor be so involved in them that we forget that the goal of life is to become mad after Krishna. And especially most of those who are coming for these camps, mostly grihasthas who want some boost, isn't it, in Krishna consciousness, and hearing, chanting, dancing, taking prasadam together, all these things. So I'll leave that for now and let Ananda Tirtha Maharaj. I'm sure he'll do a much better job than me, because he's very learned and analytical and intelligent. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas cha kripa sindhu vyavicha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.